DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Trump administration's position on a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict doesn't appear any clearer a day after Mr. Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So I'm looking at two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like.
Some Israelis are expressing doubt about the impact Mr. Trump's meeting with Mr. Netanyahu will have on peace in the region.
I don't think that I have a lot of expectation from the meeting. I think it's a diplomacy thing. I don't think that it will open any area of negotiation between Israel and the Palestinians.
I think that it's not going to be any change in the situation right now. And they talking and talking and something to the, like me, to the guy that live in Israel.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he remains committed to the two-state solution, an end to Israeli occupation and creation of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Mr. Netanyahu said Palestinians must recognize the Jewish state and stop calling for the destruction of the Israeli people. Officials in South Sudan say army troops entered a village near the capital Juba early this week, raping at least a half dozen women and girls, some of them at gunpoint. The alleged rapes occurred less than 2 weeks after South Sudanese President Salva Kiir issued a warning that soldiers who commit acts of rape and sexual assault will be shot. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is the